Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters out there and anybody else who happens to come online who wants to listen to my show, that's quite all right. And welcome to the Wolf's Den here on TWL Off the Wolf, and I am your host, Timberwolf. Well, season 3, episode 3 is done and over with, and I can honestly say it wasn't quite as good as the opening episodes, but, you know, for those of you who don't know, who haven't seen episode 3 of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, or, yeah, episode show 3, whichever, this one based Pinky and Rarity together. Pinky and Rarity together. Pinky and Rarity. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about sometimes. There we go. Priority. Yeah. There we go. Those two want to be shipped together? Okay. No. But anyway, this is Pinkie Pie and Rarity episode. They're off on their way to a Manhattan for Rarity to open up her third store, actually. And, of course, we have Maud Pie in there, too, and which really isn't too bad, but we rarely seen a Pinky and Rarity episode. I think the last time Pinky and Rarity were together was season 5, season 4, somewhere. Putting Your Hoof Down. That's when we seen Pinky and Rarity kind of match off against Fluttershy when she tries to learn to be more assertive. And but anyway. Anyway, it was a pretty good show. It was decent. When I first saw it, it was kind of like low grade. But after seeing it a second time, the show itself centered basically around. The show starts off with Rarity going to Manhattan and Pinky going with her, so Rarity can find a new shop because she's opening another store. And of course, Pinky's meeting Maud there for their sisterly gift exchange kind of deal. And the antics there were kind of pretty funny itself, especially with Maud there. And Pinky wants to give her a sister present, and it's sort of like a mini reunion between her and sisters. They do it every year, I guess. And It's kind of funny because Pinkie Pie wants to get Maud a rock pouch for her rock boulder, but the store is closed, and evidently she trades off her party cannon for it, and it's like, and there's a scene in there where Rarity tries to act like Pinkie Pie one time, or, you know, because she didn't know that Pinkie Pie, gave away her party can just to get this rock pouch from Maud. And I thought that was kind of funny. And the only upsetting thing about the episode itself was I think Pinky used the cannon a little too often. I think we saw the party cannon way too often. Usually we see it maybe once or twice an episode. She was firing off 5 or 6 times, somewhere around there. I think we had a little bit too much party cannon. If they would have thinned it out a little, maybe just maximum about 3 times is probably about good enough. But when it came to the point where they did exchange gifts, she gave Maud the rock pouch, and Maud turned around and gave her some confetti for her cannon. So, of course, Pinky was happy to get that, and of course, she kind of used it without the cannon, and Maud kind of like asked Rarity what happened to Pinky's cannon, and of course, Rarity already knew what had happened, and it becomes a little thing to go find her party can to get it back. But I guess eventually Rarity found a spot where she's going to open up her third boutique. So I guess in the upcoming episodes, we will be seeing another character that we haven't seen in a while. But I'm not going to say who it is. Well, let's just say a character from the episode where Rarity takes Manhattan. I'll let you guys figure who it is out. But all in all, when I first saw the episode, I gave it a very kind of unsuring rating. It's more of a 6.5. But after watching it 2 or 3 times, now, episodes 1 and 2, season 6, I gave it an 8.5. This episode, after watching it again for the second time, and actually, being able to watch it all the way through, I bring it up to a 7.5. So, the episode is a really super good episode, but still not quite as good as the other two. And, the antics were just, Maud Pie was her usual self, with Boulder and, and the way she, they turned around, took her to different places, and Rarity was starting to go a little nuts there for a little bit. And we get to see the Twi Cane again and the shark. Just to let you guys know, because Rarity was trying to think of stuff that Maud might like to, this is before Pinky got the rock pouch. She was trying to show her different things that might appeal to her that Pinky might be able to get her. But anyway, the store was supposedly closed, and they saw this one stallion with a rock pouch the exact same type as what Pinky wanted to get Maud. And so she went over to the guy and, asked him how much he would part for it with. And she just happened to bring out her party cannon and blow it up again. And he sat there and said, "Well, it's not really for sale, but I would be willing to trade you for the party cannon." So Pinky was reluctant to do it, but she did it anyway. All in all, it was a really good episode. Like I said, not as good as episodes 1 and 2 of season 6. We're probably going to be looking for more return characters coming soon. I haven't seen any spoilers for episode 4 yet. I mean, in episode 3, I kind of sort of saw the spoiler, but I didn't exactly know what it was about because it had Pinkie Pie on a swan boat, but they never got that. They never put that in the show, to my knowledge. We've seen the swan boats, but we never see Pinkie Pie being in a swan boat with Rarity or with her sister. So let's, just so you guys don't get disappointed when you sit there and say, well, I've seen Pinkie Pie, and they're selling these Pinkie Pie and swan boat type deals. Like, no. That was just a little incentive. They'd probably sell them separately. I don't know. But who knows? It might come up in another episode when Rarity actually opens up her store. I don't know. It's beyond me what might, you know, happen in between. Like I said, Rarity opens a shop there. I'm looking for Coco Pomelo to come back and manage her store. I'll just turn around and put it out to you bluntly. This is what I think might happen. So we may be looking for Coco Pomelo to come back sometime in the near future. When Rarity is going to open up this shop, it might be the next episode. We don't know. It might be episode 10 or 11. We don't know. Just like with Starlight. Starlight opened up the first episode where they all went to the Crystal Empire. And now we have Manhattan. The next episode probably coming up. Oh, well, I'd like to see it in the next episode. I would probably like to see the cutie map calling him somewhere again. Where there may be a friendship problem. And this time for them to take Starlight with them. Or maybe having Starlight's cutie mark kind of like light up and go, you know. Because usually when they're called, they only get called off by, you know, their cutie marks. But mainly, probably what Twilight would do, she'd probably make an exception. If Twilight was called out to a friendship problem along the map, she would probably take her with her as a learning experience, probably. I don't know, it might be a Cutie Mark Crusader episode. I like to see that, with having them get their real first mission there as the Cutie Mark Crusaders with their cutie marks. Or I'd like to see a Discord episode. Who knows? I'm not sure. I'd look for Discord maybe 5th or 6th episode. I figured, well, either the Cutie Mark Crusaders or something to deal with the cutie map for the next episode. That wouldn't be too bad. And then maybe have a Discord episode. And then maybe, oh, hell, who knows? You figure this is 3, 4, 5... episode 6, maybe another friendship mission for Starlight to go on. Yeah, who knows? Or maybe something that goes on around Ponyville, or maybe Applejack going back to Appaloosa for some odd reason or another, or maybe even Brayburn coming in to help Applejack out on something. Who knows? I mean, we're going to be seeing some of the background ponies back again, in and out. Because the response to the 100th episode, that was unbelievable. So I think they're going to start bringing in, eventually, background ponies. Not for the whole show, but maybe in a speaking part. But then again. And I was watching some of the blind commentary to season 6 a little bit, or season 6 episodes 1 and 2 a little more as well.
Only a few people who do the blind reactions have put up season 6 episodes 1 and 2 already. And basically, I think out of 2 or 3 that I've seen, only one other besides myself turned around and noted that Twilight's parents talked. But it was almost like, you know, he didn't give a care. You know, it's like, oh, they talk. One of those type of deals, like, what? I don't know. Maybe we might have an episode on up the way that Twilight's parents come and visit her for a change. I don't know, maybe for a birthday or something like that there, who knows. Okay, we're about midway through, and we're going to pause for station identification.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
And I am your host, Timberwolf. Okay, we've talked about MLP Season 6, Episode 3. We've even dabbled into Season 1 and 2 a little back in a little bit. And we've also turned around and talked about what might happen in the future for MLP. Now, excuse me. pardon me. Tickle in my throat. What's good for a tickle in the throat? Rum and Coke. Yes. Hey, I can drink while I'm online. Hey, it's my radio station. It's my show. My rules. But anyway. Now, for some of you who know me through places like, you know, Google Plus. I don't get too many people from Facebook up here because a lot of people from Facebook don't know I'm a brony. Well, one or two do, but they don't care. But a lot of the people that I see, like on Google, even Twitter, who are bronies, you know, I try to, you know, let them know exactly what I do. I do more than just a radio show personality. I do other things as well. And just to let you know, I know some of you know me, you know, that you've heard some of my more or less song remakes for My Little Pony, you know, like I'll Never Smoke Weed with Twilight Again, Luna, I remake songs. Now, today's songs and turn more into pony-related songs. Pretty Philly, stuff like that there. But I also do animation as well. Now, there are some people out there that I know who can actually do some art and actually do drawing and who have an animation app on their computer where they can draw and animate at the same time. I, for one, am not good at doing that type of thing. And I know that there are other people out there as well, especially some of you bronies and pegasisters out there who would love to learn how to draw but can't draw but would like to animate. I can tell you one place that I do animation at, for those of you who don't know how to draw, like myself. I don't know how to draw. I don't know, really know how to animate. But I like to do animation. I like to do my own voiceovers for my animations. And so as you can see, I'm more than just a talk show host or a radio personality or even a singer, if you want to call it that. I'm also a voiceover artist and an animator. Well, I can't say I'm an animator. Can I? Kind of. I can call myself an animator. I don't actually do the drawings. I just... there's a place where you can do it for free. You can't really do the drawings. They have all the artwork. Well, they have all the characters there and what have you. You can just put them in different suits and everything else and give them, you know, different hairstyles. Anywho, this is the part, this is the next part of my show on animation. For those of you who do not, who are wondering why I'm talking about animation now for. But there's a place on the web that's free. It's called Plotagon. Now, this is where I do a lot of my animation. I used to do it on GoAnimate. There we go. Trying to remember where it was at. GoAnimate was really good until they got rid of the Go Plus. Because it started off being free. Then they started saying, hey, we'd like to get paid for you to do this. And then it only cost me like $6 a month. So I figured, what the heck, $6 a month for Go Plus. I can do a lot of the animation there and do my own voiceovers and stuff like that there. And it turned out fairly decent for those of you who have not been on my YouTube channel yet. I've got some of my stuff from GoAnimate there. I uploaded it there. And of course, some of my stuff that I started doing My Little Pony reviews on GoAnimate, and I've got a couple on YouTube, and I got a couple on Daily Motion's channel. And I'll, if you guys want those addresses, I'll give you at least one or two of them, probably in the comments on this show. I'll leave those in the comments for you. Now, I'll also leave the address to this next site that I'm on called Plotagon. They have the scenes and everything for free, and some of them are actually you can pay for them if you wish. But this, you know, some of the things on there are like $1.99 or 99 cents, you know, some scenes and what have you. But a lot of times they tend to give stuff away for free, which is what I think is kind of great. And right now, you can't really draw anything as far as My Little Pony or stuff like that there on there. At least not to my knowledge. But unless you're a full-fledged member and are paying, you know, some big money just to do whatever you want to on there, then I don't know if, I haven't really checked to see how much that would be. But I know some of the scenes, a lot of the scenery is free. A lot of the characters are free. The different stuff you can do with them is free. And this is great for those of us who cannot do artwork and get animation like that. Everything is provided for you. And all you have to do is think of a script and think of an animation you want to do, and these guys are almost, I wouldn't say they're almost anime type, but they're close to it. They're more human and almost 3D type, almost. They're more of a 2D kind of aspect type deal. But it's a really great place for people who sit there and say, I have an idea for an animation. I'd like to get it up, but I don't have the resources or tools. They give you the resources and the tools. There's no animals there, sorry. you can create zombies and stuff like that there. Say, like, if you want to create your own little zombie apocalypse type deal, you know, and what have you. The only bad part about it is, like I said, there's no animals. I really wish they'd put some animals on there that you can add on to the, but they don't. However, one of the big things is the only other bad part is only two characters can be in a scene at one time. That you can't have a crowd of them, so that's kind of bad. like I said, it's good for the beginner who wants to do something like that. And you can find Plotagon at http:// plotagon.com. Downloading the app is free. It does work with Windows 10. And like I said, if you want to check out some of the stuff that I've done on there from YouTube, I'll give you my YouTube address here at the end of the show. As a matter of fact, I can give it to you right now. It's www.youtube.com/user/Joseph E. Lecky. That's JOSEPHELECKIE. I think.
Yeah.
I can check on that really super quick for you. Imagine me. I don't even know where my own address is. I do believe it is josephelecky@youtube.com. Let me just get my ass on up here, and give me about 7 seconds here. We'll go to my channel. And I do believe. Oops. I went to analytics. But anyway. Boogers. I went to my dashboard. Well, anyway, it's www.youtube.com/user/Joseph E. Lecky. And you'll see Timberwolf on there. There we go. It's www.youtube.com/user/Joseph E. Lecky. Yes. Phew. And I will give that to you also at the... Probably I'll leave them in my comments after this show. And my show is just about over with, anyway. I got a minute and 53 minutes. It's about 2 minutes left. But like I said, check out Plotagon for those of you who really, really like to do animation. And who knows, maybe you might come up with something that might be good on YouTube. But anyway, I hope everybody's had a wonderful Sunday. This is April. Mother Nature did a little April Fool's joke on us, and especially around here. It's supposed to be springtime here, and I'll give you where my home base is. I'm here in northwestern Pennsylvania, but for all intents and purposes, this is northwestern Everfree Forest. And about this time of year, we usually have nice warm weather, but Mother Nature decided to play an April Fool's joke and said, April 2nd came around, we got snow, we got cold, it's still in the lower 30s. But anyway, this is about all the time I've got left, and my next week's show will probably be next Sunday, possibly next Tuesday, but until then, I hope everybody's month's going to go out great. I hope next week's MLP is going to come out better than this week's, and I will catch you all on the flip side. You all have a good night and be good to each other. Bye.